Moncrief on News Talk.
Written by Patricia Highsmith, Carol was a seminal lesbian love story, and this is no great surprise as Highsmith was gay. But other aspects of her life and personality are not so evident in her work, such as her anti-Semitism. Richard Bradford is the author of Devils, Lusts and Strange Desires, The Life of Patricia Highsmith, and he joins us now on News Talk. Afternoon, Richard.
Afternoon, how are you?
Patricia Highsmith's anti-Semitism, is there any evidence of that or hints at it in her work?
Oddly, no. Neither in her novels nor in the non-fiction. She reserved her anti-Semitic remarks for conversations with friends, which, you know, didn't make them any more appealing, but she seemed to enjoy, in a strange way, horrifying people close to her.
And also, she, as I understand, she used to write letters under fake names quite a lot.
Yeah, I mean, for about, it's difficult to track them all down, but for about 20 years, she wrote to newspapers in continental Europe, in the UK and in the US regarding the Palestine-Israel question, avidly supporting the Palestinian cause. And she, as you say, she used false names.
So she was obviously aware of the acceptability or the non-acceptability of a lot of the things she said. In these conversations she would have with friends, was it deliberately shocking, do you think, on her part, or did she genuinely mean some of these things?
It's impossible to say. You can't really psychoanalyze someone yes. who is quite some time dead. But just looking at the evidence and the context, I mean, it's clear enough that she did have a sympathetic view of the Palestinians, which many people do, and, you know, that's quite an acceptable political view. But it's quite some distance from saying things such as, or coining a phrase, which she did, such as the Semi-Cost, by which she meant that she was disappointed that the Nazis didn't exterminate all the Jews in Europe.
Yeah. That particular racism, did it extend to other races too?
Less frequently than her anti-Semitic remarks. But in her later years, when she went back to the States in the 1980s and early 90s, for example, she made a comment in a bar on one occasion with a friend on how many African Americans were in there, and the friend assumed that she meant that, you know, things had improved since her time in the 1940s and 50s when African Americans wouldn't have been allowed in such places. But she corrected her friend and said, "No, it's because they're breeding too much."
Yet, despite that, as you point out in the book, three of our most significant affairs were with Jewish women.
Correct, yes.
Did she have a type?
You mean of women in general that
yeah.
she had affairs with?
Yeah.
Well, not really, no. I mean, again, you can't really accuse someone of sleeping with too many women, or men for that matter, if they want to do so, it's up to them.
Mm.
But no, I mean, she was pretty open-minded about what sort of lovers she took on, in the sense that she didn't prefer any physical or temperamental characteristics to another. Well, probably correct myself there. She enjoyed people in her own, shall we say, cultural, intellectual sphere.
Mm.
She was a bit of a sexual snob, if you like.
Right, okay. The fact, though, that three of her lovers were Jewish, did that cause her any difficulty, given her views?
Not on the surface. I mean, it is a curious sort of anomaly, really, because they knew her views on Jews, although she apparently didn't express these views to them. And presumably they put up with it. I suppose the woman she had the most enduring relationship with was Ellen Blumenthal Hill, who, from her name, I mean, her original name was Blumenthal, but she married a man called, whose surname was Hill, to, as it were, Americanize herself during the Second World War. And there's no real evidence that Highsmith disliked her because she was Jewish, although she did write in her diary shortly after Hill on one occasion attempted suicide that she was horrified to find out that she was from that strain of Judaism that the Nazis had first tried to exterminate, the sort of intellectuals of the Berlin set and so on and so on, which is bizarre because she was having a conversation in this diary with herself. She had known from the very start that Hill was Jewish. It was part of their first exchange, their conversation when they met.
Mm. The suicide attempt, was that connected to her relationship to Highsmith?
Yes, it was directly, in the sense that it was the first stage of their relationship. They'd been lovers for about a year, and they both moved back to New York temporarily because Highsmith preferred Europe, generally speaking, and they shared an apartment, and the relationship was falling to pieces. You can't say that either of them was the cause of that. It was just, you know, mutually problematic. And Hill took an entire bottle of barbiturates, or as much as she could, with about half a bottle of vodka. Highsmith witnessed this and just walked out. She then went to dinner with two mutual friends and slept with one of them.
Okay. But she was never particularly monogamous anyway.
No, not really. Never particularly monogamous or at all monogamous, no.
Was she kind to them, though? Because I suppose everything we've said about her so far is quite negative.
Yeah, I mean, the incident with the suicide attempt, again, you can't say that she wished suicide upon Hill. We don't know what happened, really. She might have thought Hill was just suggesting that she would try to commit suicide without really attempting to do it. So we don't. But back to your question, she was very kind to them. All of her lovers, despite the fact that, you know, she was unfaithful to most of them, she was never unpleasant to any of them, in any obvious sense.
Yeah. In your book as well, you do talk about there was another significant affair she had with someone you call Caroline, who became a successful writer, but you don't name them. Is that person still alive?
Well, I say in the book that she was some years older than Highsmith, which, you know, obviously would mean that she is probably dead.
Mm.
Without giving too much away, I was throwing people off the scent. She was quite a few years younger.
Right. Okay. And presumably, you just, for whatever reason, you feel your it's your responsibility to protect their identity.
Yes.
Yeah, indeed. The book is called Devils, Lusts and Strange Desires, The Life of Patricia Highsmith. Richard Bradford, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Moncrief on News Talk.